With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day. 164 hours a week. 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
Now, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Now, don't get me wrong, but he's wrong there.
Authentic noise from the fans.
I didn't watch that highlight show, but, you know, if there's a wee hen presenting that, I'm not going to be watching that again.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
It's 9:15 and you're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, sponsored by Big Loud Books. Classic works of literature. Shouted. A Tale of Two Cities.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Wuthering Heights.
Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same.
Winnie the Pooh.
What's the matter, Eeyore? Are you sad?
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. If you've just joined, you missed a treat. Oh, former Newcastle United defender Titus Bramble is just leaving the building. Thank you so much, Titus. Give him a round of applause. Oh, I have never seen anything like that in my entire life. That is class. That's class. A first for radio, certainly. So if you're just joining us, wow. Titus Bramble has a new hobby. It's beekeeping. He brought in 60 of his favourite bees and one hornet and told us all about beekeeping and the honey-making process. And it was blooming interesting. Titus's honey, last-ditch treacle, is at selected farmers' markets now. Thank you so much, Titus Bramble.
Titus Bumble, more like. like bee.
Yeah. Ah, I wish you'd said that at the time, yeah. Ian, and not cowered in the corner trembling. Well, anyone would think you're scared of bees.
Well, I am severely allergic to them, Anthony. I did mention that in the production meeting yesterday. If one gets me, I swell up like a beach ball. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong, Ian.
It is a big shame that I wasn't able to sit next to Titus when he was doing his beekeeping demonstration. I am a huge fan of Titus's, but I will never be able to think of him again without a feeling of pure revulsion. That's just how my body physically reacts to anyone even slightly associated with nature's favourite pollinator. There aren't any bees still in here, are there?
No, Ian. Titus counted all of them, all 60, back into his cat carrier like he was a teacher on a school trip. You might hate bees, Ian, but let's be fair to Titus here. Let's be fair to him. That last-ditch treacle looked out of this world.
It did, yeah. Mm. It's a shame that treacle is a completely different substance to honey. That will only confuse potential customers at your craft fairs, your trade expos, and your farmers' markets of this world.
A rare misstep from Titus Bramble. But let's be fair to the lad.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's be fair to the lad. Yeah. His bees were making top honey. Yeah. Only I could put my paw in Titus's beehive like a bear in a cartoon and suck my own hand dry.
Yeah.
But medically speaking, that would be fatal for me, unless all the bees were dead. And then would you trust the honey if it was surrounded by dead bees? I mean, you'd be asking serious questions of the beekeeper.
Well, they wouldn't make a cartoon out of that, let's be clear. And your texts have been buzzing in to 75358. Charlie from King's Lynn says, bees are dying out, so fair play to Titus for saving them. But if he served me honey on toast, then I would chuck it on the floor and stamp on it because I'm Norwich till I die, up the Canaries. You can't argue with that,
no,
Ian.
Absolutely.
You can't argue with that.
You can't, Anthony. No, fan loyalties die hard in football. You know about my great rivalry with Southampton and Leeds United's Rod Wallace.
Oh, you've told me many times,
If I was visiting a craft fair or a farmer's market in a small town in this top country of ours, and I happened upon a stall where Rod Wallace was selling various chutneys and condiments, relishes, sauces for cheese or something to spice up a casserole, I would upend his trestle table and smash each and every one of his jars. I cannot stand Rod Wallace, Anthony.
Well, let's go to a break.
I cannot stand Rod Wallace.
It's coming up to 9:20. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
I cannot stand Rod Wallace.
I know you can't. I know you can't.
Bloody Rod Wallace.
Yes. All right, just let it go if you can.
I'm trying to let it go. I'm letting it go. Bloody Rod Wallace! Right. Bloody Rod Wallace.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Freshly squeezed Ian. Freshly squeeing.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show! Now, as you know, it's Children's Literacy Week, and soon we'll have Newcastle United's Sean Longstaff in the studio. We're all tremendously excited at Sports Horn Towers.
Not half, yes. Sean Longstaff. Sean Longstaff!
He's in the building!
Just let me check. Is that the good Longstaff brother, Anthony?
It's hard to say, Ian. Mm. They're very interchangeable, but he has written a children's book in his spare time, and that's why we've brought him in.
He must have a lot of spare time.
Not really, Ian. It's a children's book. Now, folks, you'll know his Little Geordie books if you've got a football mad son or daughter. You've no doubt read Little Geordie and The Big Match, or even Little Geordie and The Magic of the Cup. His latest is called Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell. Sorry, Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell. Little Geordie and The Big Match. Little Geordie and The Magic of the Cup. Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell, Anthony.
And can I say, it's a triumph of fiction from Sean Longstaff.
Yeah.
I've got a copy here on the desk. It's a bit of a departure from the other two in the trilogy. It's 300 pages long, and at one point it quotes Sartre, which is a little bit unusual for a book for the under-10s. But I have to say, it's a thrill a minute, and there's some excellent car chases.
Sean Longstaff will be in later to read an excerpt to a group of 30 reading-mad school children from St Teresa's Primary School in Bracknell. Let's hear from a few current footballers on why reading is so important.
Reading is so important because it helps you think.
I read football scores with my 7-year-old.
I eat pasta before a game.
I saw Kitty Spink in the corridor earlier.
Did you?
Hmm.
Huh. Did you talk to her?
Yeah. We had a nice chat. She's lovely.
Oh, she's lovely. She's top girl.
Well,
woman.
Yeah, I suppose she is.
Nowadays. Did she mention me at all?
Or? No. What should she have done?
No.
No, we talked mostly about her dad, Nigel Spink.
Oh, he's a legend of the game.
He's a legend of the game. Mm. She's the spitting image of him.
Is she? I wouldn't say that. Not really. Did she Where was she going? Or
oh, we're back.
Oh.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Newcastle United's Sean Longstaff is in later on to read from his brand new book, Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell. And it's not just the children who are excited. Sally from Northallerton has texted in to 75358 to say, am I the only one to find Sean Longstaff's voice sexy? I'm a season ticket holder at Newcastle United, and every time Shawnee shouts an instruction to his teammate, it gives me the fanny flutters. Thank you, Sally. Can we say fanny flutters on the show, Ian?
I think we can, yes. It's men's health. It's men's hygiene. It's men's matters, even when it's women's.
Ian, is Sean Longstaff's voice sexy?
Not to my ears, no. I find it very nasal. It's almost weasel-like. Yeah. His brother Matty Longstaff, on the other hand, I think he has a lovely voice. Mm. It's rich, it's resonant. Listening to him read a story would be like Barry White whispering in your ear. Sadly, he can barely read, let alone write. So
text us at 75358. Which footballer's voice makes your testicles judder?
Lee Hendry for me, Anthony.
Oh!
Yeah, I'll say that straight off the bat. Mm. And it's not just for me, it's animals as well. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Tell you what, I visited the West Yorkshire Donkey Sanctuary with Lee Hendry. This was back in 2013. And he said, watch this. And he whispered in a donkey's ear. And I watched its member enlarge to the size of a snooker cue.
Right, I'm going to have to stop you there, Ian.
That's a shame, because there's more to the story.
Some terrible news has come in. Unfortunately, Sean Longstaff has locked himself in his own house. He can't find his keys, and he's unable to make it here to the studio to read from his new book, Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell. He sends his apologies.
Oh, that is sad. That is really sad to hear. You've got to feel for the lad. He's done nothing wrong all season, and at the last moment, he slips up. That is a huge miss.
Well, his brother Matty must be kicking himself. He had the opportunity to fill in for his brother on the literary stage with his rich and resonant voice, but by having the reading age of a four-year-old, he has let himself down.
It's not going to happen.
There are 30 school children on their way, and they're going to be very disappointed today. We're going to have to cancel them, I'm afraid.
No, wait there. I'll read it.
You?
I'll read the book. We can't let the kids down.
Well, of course we can't let the children down.
They wanted to hear a footballer read a 300-page existential thriller set on the outskirts of Hades. I can read. I've got a copy of the book right here. I know all about books. I once voiced an infomercial for Encyclopedia Britannica, Anthony. I'm the hero these kids need.
Well, I'll do it. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. What a man. That man, Ian Five Ankles, is. You heard it here first. Ian Five Ankles will read from Sean Longstaff's book, Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell.
It's a cracking book.
And I've just realised the children are here with us in the gallery.
There they are.
They're off the bus, hopping up and down with excitement.
In the gallery.
Welcome,
this
children.
This is a radio. We're doing radio here.
St. Teresa's Catholic Primary School in Bracknell. Can you hear us? Thumbs up!
Look at their little faces. Would they want to hear the story of Lee Hendry at the donkey sanctuary?
The
Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Don't press any of the buttons. Don't press any of those buttons.
The Big Preview Show with Kitty Spinks and Ray Leppard.
You know what they've gone and done? They've gone and pressed the button, didn't they?
They pressed a sting. Hilarious.
Never work with children or animals.
Right, children, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Who's a teacher? Can you get them all to shut up? Thank you. Just get that child there, right there, to shut up. That one.
Him.
Thank you. The one with the funny... That one. Thank you. Right, now listen to me, kids. Show of hands. Who here is a fan of the Little Geordie series? Whoa! All of you!
All of them.
They're fun books.
Yeah, they're top books, all right. Sean Longstaff, in my opinion, deserves a knighthood for his commitment to children's literature.
So, bad news. Sean Longstaff can't make it today to read for you boys and girls. Oh, sad faces, yeah, I know. Oh, dear. He's let you all down, but...
He's a disgrace.
Who here remembers Ian Five Ankles? Who here remembers...
Hello.
Ian Five Ankles? Has anyone seen Ian Five Ankles play?
I mean, ask your mum and dad. They might have seen me play.
He was a top player.
He was a top...
And has anyone here seen any DVDs of him? Well, you probably don't have DVDs. Anyone seen any YouTube footage of Ian Five Ankles? Show of hands, YouTube... Anyone seen any Snapchat of Ian Five Ankles?
TikTok.
Anyone seen a TikTok of Ian?
Anyone?
TikTok of Ian. Okay. Blank faces. This is Ian. G- given way.
Hello.
There is.
Hello.
So, former professional
former
footballer
professional.
Ian Five Ankles will
Ian
be
Ankles.
Reading to you. Who here is up for that? Show of hands.
I don't think we need to ask them that.
Right, let's make it easier. Who here doesn't want to be read a story by Ian Five Ankles?
Well,
explicitly does not
want. Definitely don't
need
to ask them that.
Okay.
Why are you giving them this?
10 of you have put up your hands.
Well, I mean,
10 of you do not want to be read by Ian. All right, okay. That's a shame. Can a teacher lead them out, that group, onto the bus?
It's fine. If you don't want to listen to me, then go and sit on the bus. It's
Thank
fine.
You. Well, yeah, great. Good stuff. Lead them out. Thank you. Take a jar of honey on your way out. So, Ian Five Ankles will be reading to 20 school children.
Are you telling
up.
Me they would rather sit on the bus?
Well, that's the choice. Ian fine. Five Ankles, pick up the book.
Okay.
Show
well,
the 20 kids.
20 of you chose to stay. Thank you. I needed that. And you are very welcome here in the gallery of this radio station where we're doing radio. I'm Ian Five Ankles. So this is a proof copy. Do you understand what a proof copy
yeah.
is in publishing? It's the only one that exists at the moment. So the illustrations that I'm holding up now, they're done in Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
And that's not how the book will actually be when it comes out. You don't need to know any of this, actually. All you need to know is the woman on the front, okay, drawn by Sean Longstaff, she's called Stacey Hoot.
Mm.
She's quite a big lady, isn't she, in some ways. And she's lured our hero, Little Geordie, into purgatory. Do you all know what purgatory is? It doesn't matter. It's covered in the book.
Ian.
As you can see from her expression...
Ian, there's a bee on the book.
Jesus.
A bee on the book. There's a bee on the book. There's a bee on the book. Just watch.
I've been stung.
Right,
I've been
okay.
stung, Anthony.
Calm down. You're fatally allergic, aren't you, to bee stings, and you're not...
I am... I think it's going to be all right.
Okay.
It's just on the finger.
Right.
It's swelling up like a plum, but I think I'm going to be all right.
Right, okay.
The bee will be dead.
That'll be dead.
And it's just the finger. There's worse places to be stung.
It's not dead. It's not dead, Ian. It's not dead.
It must be dead,
it's not
Anthony.
Dead.
Bees die after they sting.
It's the hornet. It's the hornet. Titus
Christ.
Bramble has left the hornet in here.
Christ, why did Titus Bramble bring in a bloody hornet?
Stop moving. Right, it's crawling up your collar. Stop. Just be still.
Shit.
Just be still.
Get rid of it.
Okay. All right. It's getting caught in your neck hair. Just let it go. It'll fly off. Let's get to Targe with the news. The time is 9:56. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Your full Ian-glish.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From cereal boxes to the complete works of Shakespeare, get your kids reading.
Jesus,
okay.
Bloody Christ, it's crawling on my... It's on my face. Anthony, it's on my face. For the love of God, do something.
Stop blaspheming in front of 20 school children from St. Teresa's.
Get this hornet off my face!
Right, I'm going to do something bold, okay, Ian? I'm going to hit it off you, all right, with this copy of Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell, okay? Are you ready?
Anything, just get this.
All right.
Get me out of this hell of my own.
Okay, I'm picking up the manuscript now. Just calm down. Stay still.
I'm not going to move.
Three, two, one.
Ow!
Oh, it stung me right in the face.
Right, OK. OK, we have had mixed results there, Ian.
What's happened?
The good news is the hornet is dead. The hornet is dead. The less good news is its sting is lodged in your cheek.
I can't feel the side of my face. Is it still there?
Your hornet or your face?
Or both.
Right. It's motionless. It's hanging off you like it's some sort of face piercing. Shall I pull it out?
Yeah, please.
Sorry?
To pull it out.
Right. Okay, I'm pulling it out. All right. Here we go. Ready? Pull it out after three.
Oh,
it's not dead.
It stung me on the lip.
Right. Stay there again. It's dead. It's dead. It's definitely dead now. It's dead. Look at it. It's dead. It's dead here. It's mashed. It's dead.
I can't feel my face.
That is not getting up, that hornet.
I cannot feel my face.
Okay, mate, that's 2-0 to the hornet, I'm afraid. Right, that is really swelling up quickly.
Yeah.
Can we get some ice or some antihistamines in here, please? This is... I've got some hay fever tablets, actually. I've got some hay fever tablets in my bag. Hang on. Right, Ian, just... Can you tilt your face up? Place some hay fever tablets on the tongue. Oh my god, that is a big tongue. Okay, placing them on the tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, they're drowsy. There's six of them in there. They're drowsy ones, but that means they're stronger.
Sports Horn.
I'm Ben Foster, and you're listening to Sports Horn. Wake up with
Ian. Can you stop that child playing with the controls?
Sports Horn.
Oh, put him back on the bus. Put him back on the bus.
Give him some honey.
Lead him away. Give him a jar of honey on the way out. Jesus! Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit, Ian Five Ankles. There's still to come. Ian reads from Sean Longstaff's book. I am sorry, I have never seen a face like that in my entire life. We need to get him some urgent medical attention right now. We need to get him to a hospital.
No, Anthony, I'm all right. Gonna let his children down.
Right, let's let the tablet sink in. Okay, let's give it a pause. Let's take a call. Dave is from Warrington. Hello, Dave.
You tell me this.
What shall I tell you, Dave?
If Ian Five Ankles is such an unbiased pundit, then why is he always disrespecting my club, eh?
Ian hasn't got a vendetta against any club. His only beef is with Rod Wallace, isn't it?
Rod Wallace.
No, don't you protect him, Anthony. I want to hear from Ian himself.
Not that good an idea at present, Dave.
Ian Five Ankles, why are you so biased against my team?
I'm not biased, Dave. Not biased.
Are you taking the piss out of me?
No, Dave, I'm not biased.
You're out of order, pal. You know that, don't you?
Dave!
You've crossed the line.
Dave!
Thank you, Dave. Get your thoughts into 75358. Right, it's time for the big read. Ian Five Ankles will be reading from Sean Longstaff's book, Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell, to 19 school children from St. Teresa's Primary School in Bracknell. Kids, before you come in... Quick show of hands. Is anyone here afraid of Ian's appearance? Yeah, his face has swollen beyond all recognition now. I don't want anyone too scared or to be traumatised by Ian's appearance, especially not when we're trying to publicise Sean Longstaff's new book. So who here doesn't want to come in to listen to the nice story?
Anthony, it's only for children.
One, two, three. 16 of you. 17 of you. 18 of you do not want to enter the studio. Sandra, can we get all of those kids back onto the bus? Thank you. Give them some honey on their way out. Thank you. So that leaves one child who still wants to come in to listen to the story. Let's bring him in. Come on down, young man. But first, here is your betting news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Bets. Sponsored by Sweary Bingo. Play bingo, you...
All eyes on Harry Kane, who's 3-1 to sign a fan's shirt with his own blood. Jordan Pickford is evens to go all silly. And look out for Big Fudge in the 2:15 at Haydock, the first horse to be tried in a criminal court. This is his final race before he's potentially in prison for 3 years for his part in a mortgage fraud operation. He's 7-1 to win, and we wish him the very best of luck. And that's your betting news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Bets.
Bingo this, arsewipe.
Well, not sure why that wasn't bleeped.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I didn't catch a word of that, Ian, but no, it's time now for a reading of Sean Longstaff's new children's book, Little Geordie and the Gates of Hell. He is reading to one school child here in the studio who is staring at his face with morbid curiosity. I tell you, if this kid had a stick, he would poke it. I don't want to cast aspersions on this child, but he looks like a wrong un. He looks an odd one, no offence. But he's a huge fan of the Little Geordie series and literacy in general, and that can only be a good thing. Ian is ready with his book. Unrecognisable, his face has swollen to maybe five times its usual size. There's bits of mashed up hornet all over him, but he will press on regardless. Ian, over to you. Right, Ian has fallen asleep. That'll be the hay fever tablets kicking in. They are drowsy. Do you want to get back on the bus, young man? Yeah, here you are. You have the copy of Sean Longstaff's manuscript as a way of thanks. Thank you. Let's just wipe that bit of hornet off it. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. That'll be worth something in a few years. Okay, let's pop him back on the bus. Thank you. Grab a jar of honey on your way out. And cool. Yeah, more to come on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. It's 10:03. Let's go to Angelina with the travel.
Angelina!
Big, loud books.
We get some more hay fever tablets in here.
Next week on Sports Horn.
Former professional footballer turned current pundit, Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles. I married two men called Trevor and both were impotent.
Take the gaffer tape off his nose. Just rip it off. Quickly.
Sports Horn. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
This was a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.